guess. You got no cord on.
My bad. Here we are. I'm going to make a couple of very quick announcements, just for reminders. There's a restroom right up here on the northeast corner of the square. I want to say thanks again to the folks who make this happen, the Harrison County Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with support from the Harrison County Community Foundation and Main Street Corridor. And we couldn't do it and hear it on the radio without WFPK FM 91.9, the mighty fine 91.9. So make sure you tune in. This show, tonight's show, will be broadcast on the Wednesday before the next event. It'll be sometime around the 23rd of August, whatever that Wednesday is. So be sure and turn in, hear J.D. Crow and Hog Operations, and know that you were here under the trees listening to it. Also remember, Tri Kappa, the Corydon Philanthropic Society, has dogs, chili dogs, barbecue brats, and homemade baked pies. I think that's about it, and that's more than we need to hear probably. Again, I want to say thank you all for being an incredible audience, coming out here and braving the heat. Nice, nice gathering. And thank God for these shade trees, because it would be unbearable without them. Well, we're going to come in at halfway point of the radio show, and I'll be doing a thing we call the mid-show ID. And after that, I'm going to bring my good friend up here, Mr. Burke Bryant, the country gentleman. And you all will help me. I think you tune in to Burke every Sunday night, 8 p.m. on 91.9. And I just had a wonderful friend here who came and said, you know, we can sometimes get 91.9 up in Seymour, Indiana. And it's true. So this is, you can get it just fine right here in Corydon. So be sure you tune in on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night, to Kentucky Homefront. Before you leave, go over and visit the booth. Make sure you head over and get some CDs, J.D. Crow CDs, an impressive array of CDs, a whole table full of CDs from this prolific and legendary bluegrass player. All right, here we go. We're going to come into the radio broadcast portion at this moment. If you're just tuning in, I'm John Gage, and you're listening to Kentucky Homefront, live, regional, grassroots music and more, brought to you each week at this time by our friends at Guitar Emporium of Louisville, where you can find an incredible array of new and vintage instruments, as well as instruction and equipment repair to help musicians do what they do. Guitar Emporium of Louisville. The Crescent Hill Community Council believes in Kentucky Homefront, and provides funding as part of their commitment to the cultural life of our community. Hats off to the Harrison County Convention and Visitors Bureau for all their fancy footwork. Special thanks to all the good folks who have come out to join us under the trees for music made in the shade, right here on the town square in Corydon, Indiana. They are, hands down, the best studio audience this side of anywhere. Also, make sure you thank the fine folks at your own local public radio station for all they do in support of local culture. Let them know you appreciate it. And to find out more about Kentucky Homefront and how you can become a porch pal, visit our website at KentuckyHomefront.org. On the front porch, just raring to go, is J.D. Crow and the New South. And from my own personal standpoint, one of the most inspirational musical acts that I've had the privilege of listening to for just about 40 years. And he's been playing a little bit longer than that. I won't date him too much. But he is a bluegrass legend, and hats off to him. Thank you all for being here today. And to really introduce him properly is another fellow who is not only a dear friend of mine, but a little bit of a legend himself. Would you bring him on Homefront style, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burke Bryant, the country gentleman.
I appreciate you doing this over the year. I appreciate you allowing me to take this little part in it, too. And there's one thing you didn't tell them. If you have trouble getting WFPK on your radio, we are streaming audio. So anywhere in the world you got a computer, you can pick us up. Just go to the go to the website, wfpk.org, and you'll find your way on to the program. I do appreciate being here, and John gives me the opportunity to introduce some of the very top people in bluegrass music. And I mean, obviously, I got one right here behind me, a legend, and he's going to, well, you're going to find out in a few minutes if you don't know already just exactly why he is a legend in this. So they're going to have CDs over there. Listen close and then go over there and pick up one, and you'll have the encore all you want. When you get one of those, you take it home, put down repeat. But all right, JD, it's good to see you, my friend, and good to hear you and all the rest of the guys, too. So, Matt, how you doing?
Yeah. Hanging in there.
All right. Okay, here's what you're here for. So let's give a great big welcome to J.D. Crow and the new surf, folks.
Written in the shade. look at the sky.
Good-looking bunch y'all are. I just tell you, these radio folks don't know what they're missing. Can't see, I know, but we all look good and comfortable in all the shade. We thought we was going to get a little break today from the sun. We was up in Columbus, Ohio yesterday, and it was awful hot up there out in the sun, but I believe it's just as hot here today as it was there. So, but we've got a little shade. It's a really nice little place here, so. Introduce the band to you over here all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been with J.D. now since 1932. Would you make welcome Dwight McCall on the mandolin. Hey, hey. Some folks don't even catch that. Here on the dobro, he comes to you all the way from Summersville, Kentucky, down around Elizabethtown. He's been with the band now a couple of years, and I'm awful happy to have him in the band. You make welcome Matt Despain. Got a brand new newlywed in the band. This boy here, when he come in the band, he said wasn't married and wasn't getting married. I said, well, that's a bad thing to do, to challenge a woman, because they'll win. And he didn't believe me, but told you so. He got married 2 weeks ago. He's just now getting back on his feet. He's done fine. We're happy he finally got married, and looking forward to that. So his name is Kyle Perkins. Give Kyle a big hand. Next, how long you been with the band? This second show back, ain't no.
Second show.
He started this band 40 years ago this year, 1961. And he played a show or two before that with Jimmy Martin. And then he played, I guess him and Doyle, they played and had the Kentucky Mountain Boys. about 5 years, and they kept Lexington going live with bluegrass in the late 60s. But he had been the New South for 40 years and done a great job. What a bunch of great pickers he's had with him. Look what he ended up with. Would you make welcome the finest banjo player you're here today, J.D. Crowell on the five, Lexington, Kentucky.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here. We'd dress better if we know it's going to be on the radio. Anyway, you said it's awful good to be here. Got to do a lot of talking. You know, lead singing. One of the finest bumpers around today. He's also tuning his guitar right now. But that's the trouble. There's going to be a lot of fun to play for the next tune. Anyway, he comes to the state of Kentucky also. If you would, a nice hand for Ricky Wasson.
I'm still waiting for Ricky to come through with those jokes.
Well, I got some funnies to tell y'all after a while, but I better hold off. I'll forget them if I don't tell them over. I know what I've tuned because I care. Thought I had good strings to open the case. That's the way it has something to do with killing them. Here's one that's off of Dwight's. We've got ton of CDs over there, and this is one off of one of Dwight's CDs. It's on Rural Rhythm Records. His father wrote this song several years ago. It's a good gospel song. It's called "Where Are You Gonna Hide?" Is not in your set. Oh, sorry. Whew. I was going to tell you folks, We was up in Canada a couple weeks ago, and you know them folks, they talk different than we do up there. We're not making fun of them at all, because I'm sure they'd say the same thing about us. But we was on stage playing our first show, and we got done. And we were just getting ready to come off stage, and we know we had to come back again, and we wanted to do this song for sure, because it's one of our favorite songs. Most folks like it. And this guy was sitting on the front row, and we started to walk on stage. He looked at me and said, "Hey, how about lefty, don't be tired?" And I mean, like he was mad. I said, "Oh, we'll do it. Don't worry about it." But he was upset that he came and sat in the front row, I guess, and we're going to get to hear it. But we made sure we done it for him. But this is what it is to get away from the house. Here's your one call, though. Lefty's old guitar. Time to do a good instrumental here that J.D. recorded this back in 1982, I think. Won a Grammy Award on it. It's a live recording from the Birchmere, and we've got some of those over there at the table. But we'll get to Matt and J.D. and I think Dwight might even play a break on this one here. It's called Fireballs. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you folks about a festival that goes on. How many folks have been to the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival? Up here? There you go. Well, we got a bunch here. It's going to be 17th and 18th of September this fall, and they also have one in the spring. So you folks have been up there. It's absolutely gorgeous place, and we were there most every year. And the first festival next year, we're going to have a J.D. Crow and the New South reunion show there. So all the members is going to try to come back, and as many as can, and have a good show that night. It's going to be probably a 2 or 3 hour show. So if you like J.D.'s music, you'll get to see a lot of different lead singers played with him down through the years. Have a great time. We'll do your song here. I recorded the record about 3 years ago. Seems like I'm 30 years ago, but most of all, this whole band here just about's on it. How many folks know Ronnie Stewart? Does Ronnie know, owe y'all any money?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll pay it. But I started to call his dad and have him come down here. But Ronnie and Harold, the Boxcars, they helped me record the CD also, and plays on this song here. It's a good gospel song. It's called Billy G. Salvation.
From the windows of a church house came a band, praise the Lord. Six cars and 15 pickup trucks were parked outside the door. Inside stood a man who preached the word across the nation. A chosen man who took his stand as Billy G. Salvation. His hair was dark and curly, and his collar rolled with wine. Diving on his wagon and a one-one by his side. Him the sister glory won the angels' admiration. She sang them all at altar call for Billy G. Salvation. Just as I am without one plea. And he called him hypocrite and saved him alive. But there's millions of thousands souls that will stand and testify that the only thing that cuts their hearts and saves them from damnation was the word of God that's preached by Billy G. Salvation. Now Sister Glory always drove that old familiar van, painted on the back door so I won't understand. Was one final message to the every congregation. Jesus saves is written there by Billy G. Salvation. Come to call me about the man who sharpened that soul. But who are we to criticize his work for the Lord? And even if he was the devil's flesh and blood creation, it's still the word of God that brings by Billy G. Salvation. Jesus saves is written there by Billy G. Salvation.
I could use just a little bit more of this microphone years if you turn it up just a little bit. We'll go back and do some older songs here that J.D. recorded back before most of us was born. No, this is some of the good stuff here. We recorded this back in 1975. Some of you folks came up over a while ago and was asking for some of these songs, and I was happy to get to do these. Who done this, J.D.? Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. And yesterday we done this song. It was 100 degrees and it dropped 15 degrees just like that. I don't know why, but it's called 10 degrees and getting colder.
He was standing by the highway with the sign of the sin mother when he heard the driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held the sign of the highway so no beast was so missing. It was 10 degrees colder down by the border down the left side. He was raised from Mendel, though he never was that famous. He
was just a road musician for the tavern she was going. Singing songs about the laughing, loving girls together. Now the world fell on his shoulder, back in Boulder, Idaho. He was out in Arizona when he heard a lady move. Each word he was saying to each line, he was crying. So he's sitting out by the table, and he talked about the weather. 98.6 and rising down by Boulder, down to that line. She told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he told her, I don't know when I've had a better friend. Now he's praying he don't be smart, though his troubles are not over. His feet are almost frozen, and so the same as over. Won't you listen to your brother, if you're ever loved your mother. He'll pull off on your shoulder, if you're home, he'll walk away. It's 10 degrees and getting colder, down by Boulder, down today.
Thank you very much. Well, it's about time to call on old Matt here to sing your song. This is one he's going to vocalize on this one here. This is one that the country gentleman done several years ago. Well, this sun and heat does crazy things to astronauts. I think they get used to it after a little bit, don't they? Here's the one called The Girl from the North Country. Remember me at all.
traveling in the North Country Fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Yeah, Louis can tap you on another transformer here in just a few minutes. Too hot. You got that right. One more song, right? How about, yeah, let's do that. Here's a brand new song that Dwight wrote. I guess he wrote about a year ago. We do this for Louis. That's our bus driver. He's over our sleeping. He just slept about 14 hours in a row, so he's probably still resting. He had to drive over here. It's about 4 or 5 hours. So, but this, me and Dwight's been working on a new CD. It's going to be out probably in 3 or 4 months probably on Real Rhythm Records. And this is a song that Dwight wrote that's on there. Wrote it about Louis. He don't never get enough driving. He can drive all the time. Dwight wrote this, and we'll kick it off. We'll do you one more, and then we'll think we're going to take a little break. Is that right? Take a little break, and we'll be over at the record table. Got all kinds of new CDs out, and got T-shirts and pictures and some of the awful-looking things you've ever seen over there. So come over and take a look at what we got, and we'll see you in just a few minutes. Here's your one called The Long Haul Truckin' Man.
J.D. Crow and the New South, isn't that great? And the best news is we got another whole set to go before the evening's over. And bless you for that clogging, braving the heat of the day. Although we're getting in the cool period, it feels pretty good out here right now. And glad for the shade trees right here on the town square in historic downtown Corydon. I love it here. There's always a taste of culture and a taste of the past to help us appreciate what we have, the great gift of music and the great legacy that is the history of this community. So I'm glad you all are here to enjoy it with us and to have J.D. Crow in the New South to bring some of the finest expression of bluegrass music you can find anywhere. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to have a drawing and some giveaways. I think you've got just a little bit more time. I know that the Harrison County...
Okay, everybody, we're back. Wasn't that a dynamite first set from J.D. Crow and the guys? It was dynamite. Lots of action at the CD table. You guys really stepped up, and I can't blame you. As a matter of fact, I'm not a bit surprised, so we let it run a little bit longer than usual because commerce is commerce, and we like to see it run its course. So, but without delay, we're going to bring them back. We're going to do another 45 minutes for you guys, so let them know that you want them for another 45. Welcome back, J.D. Crow and the New South.
Sweet southern girl, my
want to do. You be home on, but that won't be a thing. I'm just hopping and riding on an old freight train. There ain't many towns I ain't seen. I'm just hopping and riding on an old freight train. I'm a hobo, but that don't mean a thing. If I had one wish, it would be just the same. Be running down the rails, trying to catch a train. I'm just hopping and riding on an old freight train. There ain't any towns I ain't seen. I'm just hopping and riding on an old freight train. I'm a hobo, but that don't mean a thing. Thanks to all the folks that come over to the table. Good to see some of y'all. A lot of you we know you and hadn't seen you in a long time. Good to see you again. I believe it's actually cooler up here, folks, than it is out there. I've done made a prediction. These fans have got a little cooler. What's that? Doing wonders. Them little fans are doing wonders, yeah. We had several requests from folks up on come to the table that we're going to keep picking anyhow, but we had a few songs that folks wanted to hear, and we're going to try to do them too, and we'll get Matt to sing one of them for you here. This is one that J.D. recorded on Come On Down to My World CD, and it's a Merle Haggard song. How many folks like Merle Haggard? Well, I got another little story for you. We was up in Canada that month ago, and we was up there, and I said, how many folks like Merle Haggard?
about like y'all. And I said, you know, you ain't American if you don't like Merle Haggard. Every one of us Canadians. I said, well, you might not be Canadian if you don't like Merle Haggard. I said, well, you may not even be human if you don't like Merle Haggard. So, yeah, I worked myself right out of that. Made it back through the border. And thank God I made it home. Here's one called Back to the Bar. Much. Well, I thought a good one to tell you, then I've done forgot it. So that's what happens when you get over 30, even 40, 45. Can I hear 50? I guess some most of you folks know that JD had a fall back in February. I think it was 18th, wasn't it, JD? You'll never forget that day. Just simple step off the bus, and he fell and broke his arm. I guess he broke his arm about three or four places and his elbow about four places. And we hauled him to the hospital and they put some metal in. We'll never get to fly again, folks. Never get into an airport with all this metal he's got in him. But he's got a bionic left arm now. We can put a 9-volt battery in it and he plays normal. We hook him to a car battery, he can play like nobody's business. So it didn't take him long to get back on his feet. He's a pretty tough bird, yes. He's tougher than blue dirt. What are you going to sing, Dwight? you ain't singing that, and I sing that one. Here's a good gospel song here. We'll do this with this fellow sitting right over here, him and his wife. He's come over to the table and talking to us. And got that big straw. He got his t-shirt. And got a big straw hat. We'll do this for him. It's on JD's latest CD. Thank all the folks for coming over to the table there. And I've said all I know, Dwight. Here we go. Here's called Do You Want to Be a Millionaire? Let's try this bionic arm out here and see how it do. Have you got the 9-volt battery or 12-volt battery in today? 6-volt. Well, don't cut us short now. I think he plays pretty good to be 90, don't y'all? No, 90 degrees. I mean. No, he's every day of 29. Gang. Prize fighter. Prize winner. Oh, you gonna play? Flint Hill, boy. Get them keys all twisted up there and not. This is an old Flat Scruggs song here. Earl Scruggs wrote this one. Got a whole lot of picking and a little bit of tuning going on in it. It's called the Flint Hill Special. Thank you. I kind of sabotaged him on that last lick there. His hand got hung on the neck. That's a brand new neck, and it's got brand new finish, and it's not even dry. He got his hand hung right there, so. Little baby powder, fix that next time, JD. All right, here's an old song here that everybody in the world recorded, and finally on JD's latest record, he recorded, so now everybody's got it. It's called Rolling Gun. CD. It's a real pretty song. Who wrote this, Dwight? I didn't write it. But if nobody take claim, I will. It's a good one. Must have been somebody in prison. Wouldn't be me. But this is Danny right here. We got to sing all the way through it. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Everybody's got to sing all at the same time, all the way through it. You miss one word, it's all downhill from there. So listen for that one word for me to miss. It's called Prison Walls of Love. Thank you. Thank you very much. How many folks remember back in 1958? Well, don't tell all your ages, but back in 1958, J.D. got a job plan with Jimmy Martin. He was 18. Well, that sounds a little better, don't it? He's 18. That's just telling your age, I guess. But hey, good to be here. But anyway, he helped record this original recording of this, and him and who else was on that? Was it Paul? Paul Williams, Jimmy Martin, Benny Martin. Yeah. Didn't have a clue what you're doing, did you? Would you try to done a little bit better if you thought it was going to hang around for 60 years? Yeah. I don't know if you could done any better if you didn't know it was going to keep it this long. But no, I was going to say this might, no, this ain't the same banjo, but he still got the same banjo he cut it on. Okay. So this year's, he cut 3 or 4 songs, and we might try to do a couple of them for you. Listen, here's called Honey, You Don't Know My Mind Today. Also recorded that one there in 1958 also. Same record, wasn't it? Different record, different day. Same banjo. Got time to do you one more. We had several requests for this song right here. We can't quit without doing it. Seemed like you folks like this song. Some of you folks said you saw us on Jubilee playing this song here. Everybody watch the Jubilee? We just need to get the KET to start recording some more of those shows. That's a really good show. It's really good for music and really fun to watch. We just put out a couple different DVDs that's got those shows on. We've got two shows on each one, and also one of the DVDs has got a show with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice and JD and Jerry Douglas in the studio, and Bobby Sloan in the studio in Lexington, Kentucky. That I don't think they've ever played this on the TV portion of the show, but it's the same folks recorded Jubilee and Kentucky. KET recorded, so it's on one of the CDs also. We'll have the table set up a little bit right after we come off stage, and if any folks want anything, come by and shake them howdy. And it's awful good to get to come and play with you folks, and hope we get to come back and see you again sometime. If we do, y'all come and bring about 10 or 15 with you. Thanks to all the sponsors for having this show, because we couldn't do it without the sponsors. And sound is just great. Thank you very much for the good sound. That's really good. And thanks to Mr. Electric for these two fans back here. Y'all are great fans, but these fans here kind of win today, I believe. But y'all come see us and come to Bean Blossom. Visit with us in the spring and in the fall. We'll be there this fall. Here's your one called The Old Home Place.
One more, J.D. Crow and the New South.
Thank you very much. I must say, y'all are shore troopers to come out here and sit in this hot weather and watch this play. Sure glad you did, because it's been awful lonesome without you. Let's tell you. What's that? Oh. Here's a song that we always like to do this in memory of Charlie Waller. J.D. actually recorded it back in the late 60s, but Charlie Waller sang it, and boy, when Charlie Waller sang a song, it's pretty much done. And we do this in memory of Charlie. Wyatt had the privilege of playing with Charlie, and country gentleman, 2 years? 2 years, and he sang this with Charlie. Sure miss him. It's hard to come up with singers like that. Here's the one called Little Bessie. Thank you very much.
Let me close your mother closer. Put your arms around me tight. One cold, tired your mother. And I feel so strange tonight. Something hurts.
South. JB and the gang will be hanging out at the merchandise booth over here stage right. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Let them know how much you appreciate them. We'd like to thank the Harrison County Convention and Visitors Bureau for sponsoring these events. Main Street Cordon, Harrison County Community Foundation, WFPK Radio, and every one of you have come out and supported these events. We're back here August 27th. That's the last Saturday in August. And we'll be here with the High Rollers and Storefront Congregation. Thanks to Burke Bryan for joining us today and doing the intro on J.D. Crow for us. Be sure to catch his show on WFPK Bluegrass, Sunday Bluegrass, 8 p.m. on Sunday. and hang in there with Kentucky Homefront Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on WFPK. I'm Dave Self for Kentucky Homefront. Drive safe. Have a good evening. See ya on the radio.